use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am One Hung Low, and my co-host, Some Young Guy.
Wow. Really?
Okay, flying by the seat of our pants in style. I am so hopped up on energy drinks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's business as usual. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's hastily put together, but still of immense intellectual quality episode of 133 of That Computer Show, we're going to talk a little bit about what's on everyone's mind, Google TV.
Sweetness.
Actually, I haven't even really thought about it that much, so that's kind of a lie. Scientists are working on teleportation, synthetic life, and 10,000 miles on a couple of gallons of gas. Cool scientists, thank you for those things. That's really neat. And straight from Leviticus's favorite favorites, 100 Things the Empire Strikes Back Taught Us. Really looking forward to checking that out. We've got that and more on today's That Computer Show. I would like to start by wishing both Pac-Man and Empire Strikes Back a happy birthday. Would you like to join in on the well wishes?
Happy birthday, Pac-Man.
And Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, they're both 30.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, both on May 21st, I think, was the... Or both, yeah. Now, Google celebrated Pac-Man's birthday in style.
In a most awesome way. I do think so, yeah.
That was very cool. If you went to Google's website...
in the past 48 hours, it's
you,
best way.
Yeah, you would get a cool Pac-Man-looking... Google, it said Google. You know how sometimes they'll change it up. It says Google, but like different ways. So if they have that Van Gogh thing. Anyway, it's Pac-Man. And if you double-click on it or leave your mouse over it long enough.
If you wait or hit the insert coin button, you get to play it. If you hit insert coin, you get sound and everything.
Where's it insert?
Where in the Google search? Insert coin.
Oh, but yeah, if you just mouse over it long enough, it will come on and you can actually play... One or two players of Google Pac-Man, and can you let them hear it? So go to google.com right now, and it's just really cool. I just died. But there you go. Okay. So Google Pac-Man, ladies and gentlemen, and Empire Strikes Back is 30 years... This, ladies and gentlemen, is Chris's primary function at the store. Well, it's not his primary function, but it's mostly what actually happens. Okay, so what else do I have to talk about? AT&T. You know who AT&T is, right, Chris?
The American Telephone and Telegraph, iPhone orange people.
Yes, that's them.
I don't like them.
No one does. They don't even like themselves, apparently. They flagellate in private. So apparently, that means they hit themselves, people. Come on, really? That means they beat themselves up.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah, but some of the people in the audience were looking at me like, what?
Neat trick.
There's a live studio audience in my head. It's really cool. That lady in the middle has really big hair. That is.
Something's wrong with your mic there, buddy.
What? Something's wrong with my mic?
Yeah, it keeps going in and out.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, testes, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me okay? Okay, so anyway, apparently, AT&T, as of June 1st, I'm fixing my mic. I'm moving away from it so I can breathe. They're increasing the fee for breaking your breaking the 2-year smartphone contract.
They act like you're breaking their heart.
Yeah, well, it was $199.
When AT&T cheated on me, I left. I left AT&T. Like, look, you know, we can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, AT&T. You've bent me over too many times, and I had to let AT&T go.
This is a children's show.
Yeah, so now I'm with Sprint, and you know, I really like Sprint. We go on late night dates together and share our Androidness with the Google all over the place.
We have a cricket sound effect.
So great.
Anyway, AT&T is increasing the fee from $199 to $325.
That's just
$325. That's what it is.
I mean.
Now, they're also...
I'm trying to remain impassionate about it, like you said earlier, but that's just wrong.
It is just wrong. Now, apparently, they're also changing the early termination fee for dumb phones. They're dropping it they're dropping it from $199 to $150. Well, thanks for that.
I think that's the first time I've seen that term actually used in an official capacity, too, when I read that article. Dumb phone. You know, I have my smartphone, which is it's over. Where's my phone? I'm sure it's fine. I'm scared. But I've never seen the term dumb phone before.
Yeah.
And I think that's entertaining to me.
Well, I think AT&T is dumb. And that's really the story here. $325, really? Now, in recent months, the smartphone market has been... The iPhone has been supplanted by Android-based phones. I think it's 25% for Android, 21% for iPhone. And there's like 3 to 5% of people who have an iPad who are still trying to use it as a phone. They're just holding it up to their faces and yelling real loud.
Hello?
They haven't quite realized that this doesn't work.
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke. You have to...
Had to be there. Yeah, I wasn't. So, Synthetic Life. Have you heard about this? This is really big news.
Isn't that a video game kind of thing where you construct stuff in the buildings and you sell body parts? Oh, that's Second Life.
I was going to say that's Singapore, actually.
Oh, well, yeah.
But sorry. No, a guy has created artificial life. Let me see if I can find this link.
Because I actually watched a TED Talk last night about this. It's really interesting how they went about doing this. They basically took soup.
They took Campbell's soup.
There's the actual gentleman there from the TED Talk. They took DNA, but not like, you know, from another cell. They created DNA using code from a computer, like a program, and four chemicals in these four bottles, and the computer controlled how much of these chemicals. Basically, they constructed the DNA out of code, out of program code, mm-hmm. out of, like, the computer. Computers can do that? Yes, they can, Homer.
Yeah.
And then they took this DNA that they created and injected it into a yeast cell that they had taken the DNA out of.
There's a joke there that I'm not going to make.
And this yeast cell, it lived. It created it. It became a living creature, a living cell that we programmed. Somebody.
It's
programmed.
Not a yeast, though. It's not a yeast.
It's something completely new.
Completely written. The yeast was basically... It's kind of like in vitro fertilization for people.
I'm so waiting for Jeff Bridges to show up.
In the Petri dish? That would be
no,
really
weird. No, this is so Tron. This is so creating digital life. I mean, this is so Tron.
Well, but except for it's not digital life. It's biological. It's replicated over a billion times. It replicates slightly faster than natural bacteria. And they have over a billion... basically, I don't know if like they counted on. There's 1 billion.
I certainly hope they have it in one of those glass chambers. And there's that guy from The Fifth Element with the really white hair. Had his hand hovering over the big red button.
The fry it button?
Yeah, basically saying that I hope Mr. Perfect has a good attitude or else it's going to be cat food.
Yeah.
Because...
Now, pop quiz. What are the four... what are the four parts of the basis of DNA? Do you know? I wanted to make sure I was right before I asked you.
These acids, I forget them.
It's they're amino acids. Guanine, cytosine, adenine, and thymine. Thymine with an M, not an N, people. Say it right. You know who I'm talking about. But I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so J. Craig Venter is the doctor. Now, this guy is the same rock star scientist that tried to patent the human genome a few years back. Just so you know.
Patent the human genome?
Yes, this is the guy that tried to patent the human genome. And, of course, at the last minute, they retracted the patent. Probably because somebody said, dude, that's stupid. But he is one of the, quote, God scientists that people talk about. But gotta give him credit. This is the first recorded occurrence of truly artificial life. Basically, it's the genome for this bacteria was designed, like Chris said, on a computer. Incidentally, it was done on a bootlegged copy of WarioWare on a DS.
But they did some pretty interesting things with this synthetic cell too.
It has a mustache. Like
they did some watermarking in the DNA. Basically, put like Easter eggs, if you will, code in the DNA and created a new method for encoding messages in DNA. They put the web address, they put some quotes, they put all kinds of like, you know, quirky and snippets of information into the DNA.
I hope it says all your base R belong to us in there somewhere.
It's pretty cool.
Incidentally, there were 55 chromosomes. No, I'm kidding. So anyway, really cool synthetic life. Potentially really scary too, honestly. Because
but also potentially
they're
going to
put
awesome.
Missiles. They're going to put missiles on this thing, and it's all over.
Well, the gentleman talked of being able to create a cell that for example, ExxonMobil wants them to create a version of algae,
a Pac-Man cell
that eats oil and eats other things and produces hydrocarbons that they can use. For example, eats bad stuff in your water supply. It cleans the water supply and then produces
like the biofuel bacteria that those guys are working
on. Exactly. They want to make a very efficient version of that eats carbon dioxide and creates other hydrocarbons that can then be used as fuel. And I think it's cool that ExxonMobil, which you normally think of as evil oil company, makes too much money, spills oil in our oceans, as you know these bad people, but they are actually looking for alternatives because they know oil's going to run out one day, and if they don't secure
at the rate that BP is pouring it into the ocean, they are in so much trouble.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh!
I don't even really want to talk about this.
At this point, they're ready to push the kill switch and basically destroy the well or clog the well up. Which I think they should just go ahead and do.
They should have done it weeks ago.
I know that there's
you can
lots of oil.
Well.
You can drill another well some other time, but this one just need to go ahead and
well, they could
and
even because I was reading I was listening on the BBC. They can cap this one, or you're going to use like mud. Basically, it's like moon sand, but for capping an oil well. They could just drill another one a short distance away. I mean, it's not like this whole chewy caramel goodness at the center of the earth is like it's you can get back to this piece of nugget. You know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense to the people out on? Yeah, okay, thank you. So I don't even want to, but anger. In my BP brain center. Now, did you hear about the scientists working on teleportation? Now, we've talked about scientists transporting particles, Particle Man being beamed from like point A to point B. Okay, I found this on device.com, so take from it what thou will. Scientists have been able to teleport tiny particles, from one foot or another, blah, blah, blah. So now scientists have been able to do it by 10 miles.
Well, it's not really the particles that they're teleporting. They're actually teleporting something a little easier to teleport. They're teleporting information.
Right.
Which has some importance. And as far as things like space travel and things like that, it's going to be awesome. Right now, for example, if we want to tell one of the probes on Mars to, like, make a left... It takes 3 hours for that command to go there and
send
the feedback
through the radio. Martian spaceship one, can you hang a Louis? And then 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, okay, dude. Yeah, man, we're going to take a left.
I don't know why it's from... They're all designed in California, apparently.
I took a left. And then another hour and a half later, it's like, okay, we took a left.
Yeah.
Well, it's because even at the speed of light, it takes that long for the information to get there. Well, there's this weird thing, and even Einstein called it spooky interaction at a distance. Those are his words. Where you entangle two particles, and if you twist one way, the other one twists as well, no matter how far apart they are. Instantaneously.
So you could give a purple nurple to the satellite on Earth, and the one in Mars would be like, ow!
Instantly.
Wow!
So...
Sorry, that was really cool.
For things like communication, for example, if you were to send people into deep space on a Martian mission or outside the even our solar system, if you want to make a call, if E.T. wanted to phone home, you would need a device based on this kind of technology so that you don't get lag. Your latency's not so bad that, you know...
In related news, AT&T said if you cancel your quantum cell phones... contract, it will cost you $10 billion.
Yeah.
So just in related news.
So this is really interesting stuff because they're able to actually get information teleported from one place to another, information teleported from one place to another, and do it without any loss.
Well, they said it was 89% is what they found over the 10 miles that they did. So there was a little bit of loss here, but...
And the fact that it was separated with absolutely nothing in between them for 10 miles,
yeah,
that's pretty darn
it's
good.
It's awesome. So that music tells me that that's the end of the first segment of the That Computer Show extravaganza that your ears are feasting on right now. We're going to be back after the break with some disturbing news. How about news from a man that fell out of a tree and woke up with an addiction to sex?
Didn't it happen to a lady on a Wii?
It did, yeah. So there's maybe we need to get them together. Play Wii in a tree. And so you're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes.
The San Diego Zoo acquires a Chinese man. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The San Diego Zoo added its first human specimen today, acquiring Chinese man Chang Seng Sao from a zoo in France. Chang was captured in Beijing and bred 40 times at the Paris Metro Zoo before being shipped to San Diego. Zoo spokesperson Maria Loomis.
He's a handsome fellow, and he's going to make a wonderful addition. He's so playful, too. Everyone on staff just loves to watch him.
Chang makes his public debut next week. He will be renamed Bobo. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot
dog. Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men fight dogs, they do say nay.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids
love to.
Shatner, and I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature. You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning? Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. What's your game?
World of Warcraft, the number one online game. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action. relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
A new study shows broads are making progress. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A new study reveals that broads have made progress in the workplace over the last 10 years. They're earning more and are twice as likely to be in positions of upper management. Stan Cullums, director of the Institute for Broad Research.
Old prejudices die very slowly. I mean, a lot of the tomatoes I know find the job market friendlier than ever, but we still have a long way to go, I'm afraid.
While the study shows some advancement, Cullums is quick to point out that only two of America's top 500 corporations are headed by broads. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more That Computer Show. You are listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. I am going to lead with an article that I found on a website called elistmania.com. And I think it's a stupid article, actually. Okay. Fall from tree turns elderly man into a sex addict. That is the headline. Chris, did you get the link that I sent you?
Really?
I mean, did you get the link?
I'm looking for it.
I sent you the link. Angelo DeLuca, 81, fell from a plum tree at his home in Biasca and went into a coma for 4 days. His family claims that after he was operated upon and recovered, the widower turned into a lecherous teenager. Now, I continue to read the article, and, okay, basically, the guy blew a whole bunch of money on a prostitute, and has fallen in love with her. And local judges have ruled him mentally unfit and given control of his possessions, including two houses and bank accounts, to his son, Danielle. Now, it's not a girl's name, people, okay? Come on. It's Danielle. Just like Renee is, anyway. Not the United States. Get over it. The family is reportedly suing the hospital for criminal negligence and have claimed that the old man was unnecessarily made to wait for surgery. Why the heck was an 81-year-old man up in a plum tree? Come on!
If the picture here on the site
I don't
is
think
any
that's...
indication of what style of plum tree the man was in... It was not but maybe 3 feet in the air, clinging onto the side of a tree that was probably about to fall down.
I'm trying to get the plum.
Plum pudding.
It's for some pie.
What the heck? Okay. Danielle also criticized the prostitute and said, "That woman preyed upon my father like he was a Christmas goose," says the kid who just got two houses and multiple bank accounts. I don't know. I just... The hospital denies any blunders or procedural breaches. The family claims that all of the morphine that the nurse gave him, quote, must have wiped out a brain function, the one that inhibits the sex drive. Really?
I'm going to start to question the content that you just linked me. What website is this?
That's what I'm saying. This is. But that made its way to nearly the first or second page of like Dig or Slashdot or whatever. Non-news people coming to you from That Computer Show.
I'm closing this link now.
Yeah, please do. It's
after I take a look at weirdest dream.
No,
weirdest
don't,
diseases.
Don't no. click it. Don't click it.
The hyper realist sculptor.
Yeah, don't click those. There, it's a joke. It's a trap. It's a tarp.
Ha! I can't. Some things you can't unsee.
Google offers encrypted
websites. That's a woman. That's not a woman. That's a man, baby.
Google offers encrypted web search option.
Oh, I wish somebody could encrypt that website forever.
Yeah.
Let's just... Some things don't belong on the internet.
Quote, people who want to shield their use of Google's web search engine to find things that don't belong on the internet now have the option of encrypting the session with SSL protection. In the case of Google search, SSL will protect the transmission of search queries entered by users and the search results returned by Google servers. Google began rolling out the encrypted version of its web search engine on Friday.
It's sort of like leaning over to Google and going, "Hey, don't tell anybody, but what the hell's up with that thing? That you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah."
And Google goes, "Oh, well, here, I won't show anybody."
Encrypted searches about Lady Gaga have tripled.
Yes, there was one, and we have video of it, and
apparently there really wasn't.
I don't think there was.
I don't think
after seeing a video of her from like a while ago when she was somewhat less freaky. You know, she was actually kind of a good-looking woman. She's still kind of cute, I guess, but just if you can look past the freaky-deaky plastic leather wearing.
The problem is you can't.
And I don't think she wants you to. I think
no,
she
that's
wants you to see that.
Yeah.
Even though behind all of the freakiness is an extremely talented musician.
She's a human being, people. She's a human being.
Kind of an awesome one, too, if you can get around the whole, what in the hell was that woman wearing thing? There's an image of her with the queen.
Yeah.
And the queen has this look on her face like, oh, man, really? Again? This stuff?
She's
first,
like,
it was Elton John, and now it's Lady Gaga. Oh,
yeah, she's like, the queen's like, this is so going on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook.
Does the queen have a Facebook page?
No, but you know, the Dalai Lama was Twittering from a New York hotel room the other day.
Now, that's somebody I need to follow.
Yeah, the Dalai Lama, because, you know, I'm good friends with LeVar Burton on Twitter. Kyle's jealous. But, it came to me, LeVar sent me a tweet. He sent it to some of his other friends, too. And he was like, yeah, the Dalai Lama is Twittering from his hotel room in New York. It's like, the Dalai Lama's in the United States, you know, that's cool. But yeah, the Dalai Lama was Twittering. I don't really know what he was talking about. It was in Tibetan, but still, the Dalai Lama, people. The Dalai Lama.
So, if I were to follow the Dalai Lama, I don't think I'd be able to read it, because it wouldn't be in English. Even though I'm sure he's versed in English.
He may have a translator.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, for those of you who have an Android phone, and for those of you that have Android 2.1, what is it called, Eclair or whatever, did you know that you can voice dictate text messages?
Yes.
And that reminds me of something I wanted to talk about. You can voice dictate, and if you say Dora the Explorer, it'll actually get it right. Which brings me to my... Apparently, have you heard about what's going on in Arizona? They passed a law making illegal immigrants illegal and blah, blah, blah.
They passed a couple of laws that are basically very boneheaded.
They really are. I mean, the laws in and of themselves may not be that damning, but when you take into account that it's in Arizona, and anyway, I don't want to... Dora the Explorer has been conscripted to fight this whole thing. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
They have some, and it's Nickelodeon has not commented on this. I think it's despicable, frankly. It's almost as bad as Disney porn. They've taken Dora the Explorer, put her up against a mugshot, given her a black eye, and made her an illegal immigrant. And they're like, it's this thing about their Arizona's going to deport Dora. It's horrible. Look it up. Look up Dora the Explorer, and the very first image that comes up is Dora the Explorer an illegal immigrant. It's terrible. It's despicable. I'm ashamed. But
this is official?
No, Nickelodeon has nothing to do with this.
Oh, well, I thought you said Nickelodeon was going to do this.
No, they have failed. They have refused to comment on the unauthorized conscription of this imagery. And I think that that's good. I think that they should rise above it, because either that or they should find out who did it and sue the unholy snot out of these people. It's one thing to make bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirts. That's one thing. Not cool, by the way. It is entirely another to do this. And then
I think these people, though, I think they have a good message, just maybe they were going about it the wrong way. We are one planet. And we need to understand that
cultures. This is hate, dude.
And
this is pure. This is hate. This is hate.
I'm pretty certain that the people who put this image up are trying to make you realize that your law is so stupid that this is going to be the outcome.
I think, but I think that Obama and the Mexican president saying, "Hey guys, this is stupid," should serve to tell you that it's stupid. Taking a beloved children's icon and beating it up and making, like, mock, coming this fall on Nickelodeon, Dora the Illegal Immigrant cartoon, like that, too far. Too far in bad taste, and you should be kicked in the jubblies for it.
I think we just need to go ahead and build a fence around Arizona. If you're
That's
going to be,
no, because
if you're going to be,
I know
going to be
people
this
in
way,
Arizona who are good people.
Then they have the right to move. They can make that choice.
Man, now you're just talking crazy talk. Anyway... The moral of the story is, if you say into your Android phone, Dora the Explorer, it actually will get it right. Ask Eric. I sent him a text message last night talking about Dora the Explorer. Very cool. In related news, well, it's your turn, Chris. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I got all kinds of interesting stuff. There was kind of a quick scare. There was a new malware attack spreading via Facebook's news feed. The attack consisted of a message starting with the phrase, and I'm quoting here, "Try not to laugh," in the little smiley emoticon, followed by a link to, I'm not going to give you the link because it may or may not infect your computer. But you click this link, and interestingly enough, your screen would fade a little bit, and there would be like a little box with some information on error, if you will. And the trick was, if you clicked anywhere outside that box, you weren't actually closing it. You were actually clicking a frame that had a very, very, very low opacity. Basically, it's like there's information there, but it's as clear as glass. And you click it, and instead of going away, you're actually clicking the publish button on Facebook, therefore spreading this to other systems after, of course, infecting your computer with a virus. It seems, though, that domain that the original link took you to is now offline, which means the attack is over, but
booyah.
It got a lot of people. This serves as a lesson. Be very, very careful. I left my MySpace page, you know, years ago because of just viruses, ads, just all kinds of crazy stuff. People making really, really bad looking MySpace web pages, not being able to sleep at night, dreaming of those horrible web pages. I digress. But the Facebook is not immune to the similar styles of attack, either through ads or through these scripted messages. So if you see something that doesn't look right on somebody's Facebook page, or you get a message, best thing to do, honestly, is close the browser. Just close the browser, Alt F4. If you open it back up, most modern browsers will go, oops, you know, the session didn't close right, would you like to reopen? And, you know, you can get back to where you were.
You know, my mom wants me to set up a Facebook page for her. And I'm afraid to, because I'm thinking about it, and as I'm watching I'm watching some of the team study for the A+. It's a computer professional certification, and a lot of the questions are talking about viruses, and social engineering seems to be the hot answer on a lot of those questions. And it occurs to me that it is the social engineers are becoming so elegant. It's making safe browsing impossible, and that's really what they want. But I don't want to give my mom a Facebook page because I know she's going to get a virus. Not because she is not intelligent, because she's one of the smartest people I know. But I mean, they make these things so they're so elegant as to completely integrate them into the content. You can't tell where the real is and the lie begins. It's like Vegas. I don't know.
Okay, so it's been 15 years since Bill Gates published his book, The Road Ahead, which was a book packed with Bill's predictions about the future. And I'm reading an article here from The Atlantic that kind of goes over some of his predictions, if you will. And we all know that Microsoft and Bill Gates basically missed the ball on the whole internet thing, and I'll get to that in a second. But it's interesting. He got some of the things right and some of the things wrong, and it's an interesting read about how close he got. He said that email, or electronic mail, he called it back then, and shared screens will eliminate the need for meetings, blah, blah, blah. Well, he missed that one. It seems that most industries now are less efficient due to things like, quote, did you get that email? And missing an email, which requires more meetings, and just it's
spam
getting
bad. Has killed it.
And spam has just basically killed internet, you know, internet mail altogether. He describes something in his book called the wallet PC, that will display messages, schedules, and let you send and receive electronic mail, faxes, monitor weather, stock reports, play music, and sophisticated games.
You mean my phone?
Yeah. He okay, got it then. Right on. He just didn't realize it would be the phone. Wireless networks, he just couldn't see it. That the wireless networks of the future, he said, will be faster, but unless there's a major breakthrough, wireless networks will never have this, that, and the other. They won't do ever do video. Totally missed that. We get video streaming on our phones now. So, he missed out on online shopping, too, thinking that, you know, it was going to be a very jetpack, moving sidewalks future as opposed to, you know, Amazon.com.
Interesting. But. All right, well, we'll talk about that some more after the break. That's interesting. That's going to be all for a second segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break with more news, Bill Gates predictions, right and wrong. I'm a Mac, I'm a PC news. I got some mobile botnets set to spy on you. Stay tuned, sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
U.S. mayonnaise reserves are running out. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The condiment community was shocked today as DNR officials announced that North America's natural mayonnaise reserves are running dangerously low. Spokesman David Corking.
Premature spoiling is destroying millions of gallons of all-natural mayonnaise. Mayonnaise that hundreds of species of waterfowl rely on to make a wholesome egg salad.
Emergency plans are in the works to drill for mayonnaise in Alaska. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Has that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for T.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brush, let's all have our voice, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, says the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink
quicker than a wink?
Can
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Cat Fancy Magazine blasts an area kitten. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A scathing article in the new issue of Cat Fancy blasts local kitten Mr. Paws, calling him, quote, far from perfect. Neil Kilmer, Cat Fancy editor, defended the article.
Here at Cat Fancy, our reporters have the guts to expose the real story. This kitten is a disgrace.
Mr. Paws' owner, Helen Smallings, has filed a lawsuit against Cat Fancy Magazine for emotional suffering. She's asking for $1 million and a jingle ball on a string. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
And we are back, segment three. Ha-ha! Have you heard about Valpak.com? Really? Okay, I'm a Mac. I'm a PC. Ads are officially dead. I thought everybody already knew this, but apparently they just announced it. The I'm a Mac ads aren't really effective at converting PC users to Mac fans. That's
all they
not
do
the,
is make PC users upset at Mac fans.
The ads have already been removed from Apple's site and have been replaced by the company's Why You'll Love a Mac promos. The I'm a Mac campaign was launched in 2006 and has been one of their most successful marketing efforts. Last month, Justin Long signaled the end when he told an interviewer, you know, I think they might be done. In fact, I've heard from John Hodgman that they're going to move on. You can still get to them from YouTube, and there's a bazillion rips of them. And some of the ads were funny, but they just got mean-spirited. Here's some interesting news. Have you, at any point in the recent past, gotten a phone call from someone offering to help you reduce your credit card interest rates?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the Federal Trade Commission has shut down bogus credit card robocallers. Would you like to fix your credit debt? Yeah, apparently...
We don't serve your kind here. The droids stay outside.
Apparently, some of the people who did respond have been charged fees of up to $1,590. $1,590. Quote... The last thing debt-ridden consumers need is to be deluged by illegal robocalls, especially when all the calls are offering is a scam, said Federal Trade Commission Chairman John Leibowitz. His assistant, The Big Lebowski, said that the three companies are Advanced Management Services, Northwest LLC, doing business as AMS Financial, Rapid Reduction Systems, LLC, and PDM International Incorporated, doing business as Priority Direct Marketing International Incorporated. What the... I'm not even making these names up. Wow, yeah. Among other things, the Federal Trade Commission says the companies would boast that they could help consumers reduce their credit card interest rates, but would really just send out information about how to pay down your balance early and save on interest. Wow. Consumers who signed up for the services were charged between $499 and $1,500 up front and promised their money back if the callers failed to deliver at least $2,500 in interest rate savings. Instead of arranging reduced interest rates, the defendants sent consumers instructions how to do it themselves by paying their debts down early, thus saving money on interest. Wow.
Have you ever seen an Intel commercial?
Yes.
Like, you've probably seen one on TV, like, this week or last,
yes.
This month.
Yes.
Have you seen an AMD commercial?
No.
Did you know that 7 out of the 10 fastest supercomputers are powered by AMD processors?
Yes.
Did you know? You weren't supposed to say yes there.
No. I'm an AMD stockholder. Of course I know that.
Well, AMD wants you to know.
Good.
And they're going to be spending a lot more money, it seems, on marketing.
Good.
What some people think are unmarketable things. Some people don't think computer chipsets, computer processors are, like, exciting. Intel's been doing it for a long time.
Intel's doing they do a really good job. Like the commercial with the little robot rocks, the little robot mailman, and the little robot dog barking after him. He's not even real. He's like photonic. He's not robotic.
I haven't seen that one.
It's a good one.
But I do like the Intel commercials where like the geek, the really nerdy looking guy, is treated like a rock star.
Oh, yeah, that's that commercial from, yeah.
And that, there's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
And different people who are just, basically, they are the rock stars of Intel who created some really cool technology. And everybody's like, yeah, all right, doing like body surfing and stuff. And those are cute commercials. And I like Intel for certain things, but I'm kind of an AMD fan myself.
Yeah.
But I've always said, you know, AMD needed to spend some more FaceTime on, some more money on FaceTime. They need commercials, they need, because AMD's freaking cool, especially yes. now that AMD equals ATI.
Yes.
Which powers, you know, the graphics on the Wii console.
Oh, yes.
And
on my computer, my 6-core computer.
And uh-huh. 75% of all slot machines in Vegas. 50% of all internet DNS traffic goes through AMD computers.
Wow. I mean, listen, I'm a stockholder. You're preaching to the choir, my friend.
It's just, people need to know. Now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
E.I. Joe.
I just got freaked out there in my right ear. It just happened.
I'm printing.
Fans
started.
Started to whir and lasers started to go off and drums started to spin as a very large color laser printer starts printing like 4 inches from my face.
Okay, so BFG is going to stop selling graphics cards?
I'm gonna find out who's printing right now.
I'm printing. It's me. You gonna say something?
Are
about
you
it?
Really printing?
I'm really printing. I dare you. Go ahead, say something.
That's so loud.
BFG is stopping making graphics cards. What are they gonna do?
No, they still sell computers and power supplies and other stuff.
Hmm.
They're just getting out of the really, really, like, cutthroat competition market of selling graphics cards.
But they can't take it.
They can't take it. No, the old adage, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, they're vacating the kitchen.
They're getting out of the kitchen. Okay. Now, they did say that they're going to continue to honor the warranties of all of its existing graphics card customers.
See, I only know BFG from graphics
cards.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And they had such a great, like, logo and name, BFG.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't understand, Wikipedia and...
Yeah, because this is a family show and we can't tell you what...
It's a reference to a gun in quite possibly the best first-person shooter of all time.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Doom.
Oh, no. Yeah, Doom. Not Leisure Suit Larry. So I got an interesting article here sent to me by our roving correspondent, Apple Rust. Bug nets could spy on you via mobile devices. From PC World, new botnets designed for mobile gear may allow remote attackers to see and hear their potential victims no matter where they are. Let's see. I'm going to send this to Chris in case he's interested. Imagine sitting in a cafe, this is a quote, and discussing the details of a business proposal with a potential client. Neither you nor the client has a laptop. You're just two people having a conversation. But unbeknownst to you, someone half a world away is listening to every word you say.
Sort of like that school with the infected machines with the webcams. Taking pictures of you while you...
Later, as you leave, you receive a text message referring to the proposal and demanding money in exchange for silence. Bum, bum, bum. Just saying, man. Like... They wouldn't actually say bum, bum, bum in the text message, but...
I put that in some of my text messages.
I do, too. And if I voice dictate it, it gets it right. George Mason University researchers Ryan Farley and Xinhuan Wang, cell phones, they say... What? That's his name. They say the cell phones make excellent surveillance devices for remote snoops. Farley and Wang, their comedy troupe to go on tour this summer, discuss a modernized mic hijacker that an attacker could control over what they called a roving bug net. Basically, they're talking about hijacking mobile devices to snoop. Surveillance society, man, it's coming. Scary stuff.
I use remote-controlled cockroaches, just like in The Fifth Element.
They are developing remotely controlled bees. Have you heard about the new cyber bees? Or not cyber, they're robo bees. People who fear bees, beware.
Beware. Buzzing along. So, the 9th worker death at Taiwan iPhone firm Foxconn.
Oh, Foxconn, what are you doing to me, man?
All right, so this is like the second article I've read this week that has just been very damning to Foxconn. It seems that a few months ago, a Chinese... news agency installed a journalist into Foxconn's workforce.
They installed him.
Yeah. He was soldered in temporarily. And we're getting reports of just how bad that situation is. Now, Foxconn, if you're not familiar with Foxconn, you actually are. You just don't know it yet. They're the company that manufactures the iPad and iPod and just about 90% of the components, the big components that go on every computer, the one that's right in front of you right now. Yeah, that one. They employ about 800,000 people, most of them in China, and have been criticized because of their militant style workforce. Basically, it's more like a camp. You go there and you're stuck there and you work 18 hours a day, maybe sleep a little bit and then go back to work. You never leave the facility, sleep in cots and things like that are on premises. You shop there, you eat there, you live there.
You pee there.
Yeah, they hold cups. And basically, it's such hell that certain people just can't take it anymore. And 9 people have died. Some of them, there have been 11 employees who tried to kill themselves just this year. 2 of them have survived, but 9 of them didn't make it. Some like 19-year-old Rongbo died in there, and a 16-year-old Wang Lingyang, he was found just dead. I don't know if he committed suicide. He just dead in his bed, just like I'm done, dead, heart over. But a lot of these people are jumping from the roof, 19 stories.
Yikes!
No light feather, no levitate, none of that. It's bad news. These people are losing it. You can't keep people in boxes like this. They will go crazy. Now, Apple has said it investigated accusations of bad employment practices by Foxconn stemming from a June 2006 complaint and found that...
That's when we stopped using them.
Yeah, it found that, that's really, it's no big deal. They're not really, treating them like veal. But they are. And Foxconn's response, however, is it's kind of weird, in my opinion. They're going to hire monks, Buddhist monks, to come on board and...
They're going to show everyone the zen of their ways. Yeah.
It's concluded that some employees were working more than Foxconn's mandated maximum during peak production times, and as many as a quarter of them were not taking at least one day off. So they're going to hire monks to kind of console people. 100 counselors and monks to help workers at new employee care center and train its medical staff to provide emotional support. I have mixed feelings about this. I mean, I like cheap electronics. I like that a lot of the stuff that we buy is affordable now. But at what cost, Stephen? Really, at what cost? These people, they're people. And they live their lives like cattle. Like veal.
That's not true. That's actually completely inaccurate. Cattle are treated much better.
Yeah, at least they get to roam around and eat grass and be like...
Like Kobe beef. Moo. Like you get massaged. They massage you while then they kill you and eat you.
But hey, your life is great before you die. These people are just... In my opinion, they were dead when they walked in there. Do you know how much money these people make a month? $140 a month.
I would love... to see, and I call for, I would love to see a, I know it's going to be more expensive, I would like to see, this is not a national pride thing, I would love to see an American-made motherboard. Okay, here's the real tragedy for me, because, we knew the guys from Foxconn United States, Steven, I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Steven, and we used to joke, because we were like, oh, you got to pay me royalties. You're using my name. No, it's my name. And it was fun. Like, a really nice guy, really smart guy. Foxconn United States, they were awesome. Very responsive, very helpful. But they work for one of the evilest companies in the universe. And it makes me sad. It just makes me sad because great customer service with those guys, but they're... Their parent company is torturing people to make a product. And, unless your product is torture devices, I don't think you need to torture people to make your product.
Well, I mean, part of me sort of blames Apple for two reasons. One, it's easy to just blame Apple. And two, I mean, Apple's pressure on this, these companies to produce large volumes of these products
at low prices,
So that Apple can make such a huge profit.
Well, and you remember what I said a couple weeks ago about the iPhone having 3% of the market share, but having over 500% profitability over Nokia, who makes the majority of the phones on the planet.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I at this point, I have made my decision. I will never buy an Apple product, especially an iPod, iPad. I will never give them a dime of my money for those products.
All
right. I may buy songs off the iTunes store. I might do that.
I won't. I'll get them off of Amazon. Booyah!
It's there, but I will never buy a product that has been made with slave labor over there by Apple. I probably already bought five other things that Foxconn made. But
you can't avoid it. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Well, that is a wrap for today's That Computer Show. We're going to be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's over.
It is over.
I've had so many other tabs.
I know.
Interesting stuff to talk about.
You could always blog about it.
The power outlet with USB plugs in it.
Now, that's cool.
Google TV.
You can blog about it. We're going to be back next week.
Pac-Man being 30.
We did talk about that. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show. Print it, scan it, send it, fax it, name it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, read it.